You're listening to the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. You know, Simon, the most surprising thing about the Riyabu methodology that helps people get over their accounts receivables issues and actually collect on their invoices on time is that a lot of people don't think they can do anything about it. They think that this is just how it is. Large companies are going to take long to pay me. They feel, in a sense, helpless. But they also don't think that even when presented with a solution, that it'll work for them.
That's absolutely true. And too often, unfortunately, companies that find themselves in a tricky situation with receivables are also persuaded to invest in massive over-engineered applications of one kind or another.
Like taking out a loan through an online site.
Well, that, but I meant primarily computer applications, which supposedly clean up the order-to-cash process. The reality is, you can significantly improve your collections by simply making better use of the resources that you already have available.
Like what?
Well, first of all, like people, because you have relationships with customers, and the key to getting customers to pay you on time is to change the nature of that relationship by providing a much greater level of clarity and engagement throughout your interactions with the customer. And that can be done simply by rethinking some of the basic processes that lie behind the way that you do business. That does not require any massively complex application or indeed any tools whatsoever. It simply requires a bit of thought and a bit of training, most of which you can do in-house.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the other reason why people think that this is such a big problem is because it's been a problem that's been around for so long. I mean, since time infinitum, there's been issues with people paying their invoices on time, pretty much since invoices were invented, you could say. And so the thinking goes, well, if somebody had come up with a solution, we would have had it already.
Yes, if only that were true. Of course, solutions can be forgotten, but there are the number of factors that militate against this these days. I mean, one is the general degree of complexity, and two, and this is a real issue at the moment, particularly here in Singapore, and that is that there are massive amounts of very cheap cash available to address the gap caused in your balance sheet, your working capital, by your customers paying you ever later. And it's just so much easier to take that cash, particularly as 14 banks, at least in Singapore, plus sundry other intermediaries, are beating a path to the door of every SME trying to persuade you to take out loans. The problem with that is a strategy that is nothing short of catastrophic in the medium term. Because not only does it mean that you're not paying attention to the things that you should be changing, it means that things are going to get progressively worse because there is a simple dynamic at the heart of receivables. If your working capital is running away and you're ending up with insufficient liquidity because your customers are paying you late, that means the balance between what you pay out and what you collect is wrong. And that balance, unless you fundamentally change the way you do business, which is what Riyabu is proposing, will continue in that direction. So by borrowing money to plug the gap, all you're essentially doing is providing a temporary solution to an ongoing problem, which must necessarily get worse because you haven't tried to address it. And there will come a point, therefore, where you'll either be paying too much money for the money you've borrowed, if you have a good balance sheet or assets that you can secure loans against, or worse still, you'll run out of the opportunity to borrow money and you'll still be faced with the same issue. Mm. You'll have large debts, and you'll be still running out of cash. And that's why not only are something like 80% plus of SMEs in Singapore reporting a problem with late payments, but more and more there are issues with some SMEs simply running out of cash and going bankrupt or applying for insolvency.
Well, that's always been the word, right? The reason why startups fail is not because they don't have customers, but because those customers aren't paying them on time. So as we wrap up, let's recap. Yes, you can do something about it, even though for centuries nobody has. Yes, you can do something about it without engaging the lawyers or spending a large amount of money. And I guess the third and final point is, yes, you can do something about it without having more acrimonious conversations with your customer where you have to make these dreaded collection calls that nobody frankly likes.
Well, contrary to what I think you just suggested, I haven't actually been around for centuries, but I can, but I can agree that this is a perennial issue which I've been looking at for 40 years. It comes and goes as a function of how expensive money is to borrow, whether or not companies in general are experiencing a growing or a shrinking market, because it follows that if your sales are going down or if you're under financial pressure one way or another, it may suit you to delay payments to a supplier, particularly if you're big enough to get away with that. You can expect a lot more of that in 2019 and 2020 because of the very simple fact that demand from China is progressively diminishing, or in some cases the growth is going down. What that means is many companies all across Southeast Asia that depend on China for their sales are going to find fewer sales or pressure on margins and so on and so forth.
Yes, in 2018, Chinese growth was 6.6% of the economy in total. The slowest growth since 28 years ago, since 1990. But back to that third point then, about that acrimonious phone call to the client. Nobody likes to make it. Nobody likes to receive these calls. And I guess this, again, comes back to that third, yes, you can do something about your receivables, because you actually don't need to make acrimonious collections calls.
Well, I would strongly argue against acrimonious calls under any circumstances.
But they always turn out to be acrimonious. As soon as you call somebody about an unpaid invoice, no matter how nicely you couch it, it always ends up sounding dreadful.
If it's already overdue, that's because you're already in an adversarial situation. Even if you don't actually say it, somebody is morally in the wrong, because they know at the back of their mind that an undertaking was made to pay within a specific period of time and it has not been met. So straight away, you've got defensiveness. And that means that even if you can prevail on the customer to pay you, one, it's already late, and two, you've created a problem in the relationship, a level of uneasiness that is going to militate against future growth in that relationship.
And what Riabu is suggesting is that you can turn this situation around.
By engaging earlier with the customer, making things clearer, getting them comfortable with the way that you do business, and then reinforcing that level of engagement throughout the billing and collections process, through proactivity, through prompt response to issues, you can fundamentally alter that relationship so that you not only build intimacy, you get paid on time.
So if you have any other reasons why you think your accounts receivable mountain is insurmountable, drop them into the comments box beneath this podcast. We'd love to hear from you as to why you think this situation of overdue invoices that your customers just won't pay can't be solved. And Simon and I will deal with that in our next podcast.